राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 10 verses 7 to 14. Text 7. Athapi samvadishyamo. Bhavani etena sadhuna. अयम ही परमो लाभो। निराम साधु समागमः। अथापि संवदिष्यामो भवानी एतेन साधुना। अयम ही परमो लाभो। निराम साधु समागमः। अथापि संवदिष्यामो and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Still, my dear Bhavani, let us talk with this saintly personality. After all, association with saintly devotees is a man's highest achievement. We'll read to the translations of the next verses, then there is purport to the verse number 14. Suta Goswami said, having spoken thus, Lord Shankara, the shelter of pure souls, master of all spiritual sciences and controller of all embodied living beings, approached the sage. Text 9. Because Markandeya's material mind had stopped functioning, the sage failed to notice that Lord Shiva and his wife, the controllers of the universe, had personally come to see him. Markandeya was so absorbed in meditation that he was unaware of either himself or the external world. Text 10. Understanding the situation very well, the powerful Lord Shiva employed his mystic power to enter within the sky of Markandeya's heart, just as the wind passes through an opening. Verses 11 through 13, translation. Sri Markandeya saw Lord Shiva suddenly appear within his heart. Lord Shiva's golden hair resembled lightning. He had 3 eyes, 10 arms, and a tall body that shone like the rising sun. He wore a tiger skin, and he carried a trident, a bow, arrows, a sword, and a shield, along with prayer beads, a damru drum, a skull and an axe. Astonished, the sage came out of his trance and thought, Who is this and where has he come from? Text 14, translation. Opening his eyes, the sage saw Lord Rudra, the spiritual master of the three worlds, together with Uma and Rudra's followers. Markandeya then offered his respectful obeisances by bowing his head. Purport. When Markandeya Rishi saw Lord Shiva and Uma within his heart, he immediately became aware of them and thus also of his own individual self. During his trance, on the other hand, he had simply been absorbed in the awareness of the Supreme Lord and had thus forgotten himself as the conscious perceiver. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So good morning everybody. Today is another day where I am asked to give the class. It also happens to be the disappearance day of Kalia Krishna Das. So very little information about him is available. I'll just speak little about him and then we'll continue with the subject matter of the verses over here. So Kalia Krishna Das Goswami, as mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 11.37, it is mentioned that he was one of the principal followers of Lord Nityananda and he knew nothing else other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And in the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika written by Kavi Karnapur, he is mentioned as one of the 12 Gopals in Vrindavan. And his name is Labhanga, a cowherd boy. And lastly, he is not the same Kalia Krishna Das which accompanied Lord Chaitanya in South India Yatra. He is a different person. And his descendants are still located in many other places in Bengal. So, this is what the information I got about Kalia Krishna Das Goswami. And about these verses, we'll just start. So a little recap. Markandeya Muni or Markandeya Rishi was born of Mrikandu Rishi. Just a small background. And then when he was very small, initially his age was very less, supposed to be less, and then Lord Shiva came and helped and actually fought with Yamraj, and that's how he got the name Kalantak, the one who ends life of Yamraj. And that Shivalinga is still there in Jagannath Puri, which Markandeya Muni was worshipping near Markandeya Sarovar. All this I got from hearing one of the lectures by Rompad Swami Maharaj. And in that Sarovar, the Utsav deities of Sri Jagannath called Madan Mohan are taken there to perform the Kaliya Daman pastimes, where they are put on a boat and that way. So we see that we'll just take a few topics through this discussion. One is the value of association. As we see over here, the verse mentions, Ayam hi paramo labo ninam sadhu samagama. The association of devotees is very beneficial for people in general. Then we'll talk about value of long life, then deep meditation and its benefits, and some practical tips for us ISKCON people, Hare Krishna people. So, some people might wonder how Markandeya Muni, in previous verses we see that he had already conquered Cupid. So many Indra had sent damsels and shot his arrow in his heart. But he was not affected, and that's how he pleased Nar Narayan Rishi. And then he asked Nar Narayan Rishi to show a glimpse of the illusory energy. So then, it just shows that it is not that he is eager to see it, see the illusory energy of the Lord, because he had already conquered the illusory energy. It is just his curiosity. We can learn many lessons from one pastime, just like in Mahabharata. If somebody can just learn moral lessons, that why Pandavas did something, why Krishnas did something, and then they went to Swarga. Some moral lessons, or we should not speak lies or something like that. And we can also derive the highest spiritual lessons in relation to the soul and Supreme Personality of Godhead. So similarly, in this pastime, we can see that one lesson can be learned is, as Prahlad Priyaprabhu mentioned in one of his previous classes, curiosity. Curiosity kills the cat. So, it is also mentioned in the purport that the Lord smiled ruefully or sadly when he asked to do so. Patanjali Yoga Sutras mentions about curiosity. It has 195 Sanskrit verses, sutras. And as we all know that it is dealing with Ashtang Yoga Paddhati, eight limbs of yoga practice. And the eight limbs are Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. So there are five Yam and five Niyam out of the eight, this thing. Five Yamas are Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha. Asteya means non-stealing, Brahmacharya we'll elaborate a bit. Aparigraha means non-possessiveness. Asteya and Aparigraha are not same. Non-stealing is different, and Aparigraha means in relation to one's own greed, non-possessiveness. And there are niyamas in which there is shaucha, santosh, tapas, swadhyaya. Why I am mentioning going to Patanjali Yoga Sutras all of a sudden? Because in Bhagavad Gita it mentions bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva. Just like we maintain our body by use of some exercise, medicines, proper diet, or we take help of other things so that we can use this body in service of Krishna, in doing bhakti. So similarly, where in relation to Brahmacharya, Patanjali Yoga Sutras mention that there are three stages. One is, the first stage is where a yogi or person, a sadhaka, he tries to keep his senses aloof from the sense objects. Senses are kept away from sense objects. There are 5 sense objects: rupa, rasa, gandha, sparsha, shabda. So it is said these vishaya, wish and vishaya are different in a way that wish takes one life, vishaya takes many lives. Many times person, due to his attachment, he has to take many births and many deaths. So this is the first step. Secondly, the Yoga Sutras mention that normally nowadays if you go to any yoga societies, they will just mention at max, there are many versions of Brahmacharya. They will at max mention monogamy, just have be faithful to one partner, that's all. Nothing much. So then, second part is keep the mind away from the sense objects. Okay, externally. And Prabhupada also mentions this in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, last verse purport, that initially a sadhaka is advised to keep aloof from the sense objects. But unless, he writes this statement, unless the soul is strengthened in association with Krishna, there is always a chance of fall down. So we all know what is the meaning of strengthen in association with Krishna. We have to take shelter of the process of now with the 9 processes of bhakti. And then, so mind is kept away from the sense objects. The third one is curiosity in the heart. Still there is some, after the stage of mind keeping away from the sense objects, there is some kind of a sense of playing with Maya, which we can see in this, relatively in Markandeya Muni's pastime, where one feels he can take little chances or play kabaddi with Maya. But Avatar Leela Prabhu was saying in one of his lectures that intelligence is to keep away from the sense objects, not keep testing it. I'm still in control. Just like, in fact, every person who gets addicted to any kind of intoxicants, the initial sentences which he's saying is, I'm still in control. I can leave it at any time. I have seen many people who have been taking tea 70 years and they still say, hum chai kabhi bhi chhod sakte. And then they cannot, they are still in illusion that they can leave it. So that curiosity, so we don't have to play with Maya, because there is no chance that we can win. And fourth stage, this is in little yoga way, where Yoga Sutras, Patanjali Yoga Sutras mention Vashikaran, or complete control of the mind, where no earthly pleasures, no heavenly pleasures affect the person in any way. And of course, as devotees we know that our process is begging. Like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur prays in his Gopinath song, Gopinath Manaje Pagal Mor Sada Achetana Vishaya Roeshe Ghora. Means it's always crying for Vishaya. Mind is always asking for the sense objects. So then there was one person who was addicted to taking wine. This is way one of the Christian pastors told him how to control his habit. So then the pastor said that if you want to leave this habit, it is as easy as opening the hand. He said, really? How do I go about it? So the pastor said that you have to open the hand when the glass or the bottle is in your hand. It's that easy. In the sense that we all know the process of meditation and process of bhakti, but we don't know that, we don't have the determination to say that to follow the process. Just like Dhritarashtra, he knew that his son is wrong and still he could not follow it. So determination is important. We know the process, how it is to be done. Yamunacharya, the great saint, also prays that Yad Avdi Mama Cheta Krishna Padaravinde Navanavarasa Dhamni Udyatam Rantum Asid. So what he is saying is, he is Bhavati Mukha Vikara Shustu. He is not spitting on the sense objects. He is spitting on the thought. So what he is saying is, Navanavarasa Dhamni means he is experiencing so much higher taste that sense objects are not so much disturbing. That means he is getting the thoughts. Prabhupada writes in one place that what is the difference between Godas and Goswami? Both get the thoughts. Godas says yes to the thoughts. Goswami says no to the thoughts. That is the difference. So we move on to association of devotees, because the verse initially mentions how Lord Shiva, Uma and his followers, Lord Shiva's followers, Lord Shiva on his bull, were traveling and they saw this great sage Markandeya Muni. He was sitting in meditation. And previous verses, I think yesterday's verse, and it mentions that Lord Shiva was thinking that this sage is already sense controlled. So what benediction can we give him? So then Parvati said that you can give him siddhis. He said he does not need siddhis, he already has. So then Parvati said, give him bhakti. He said he also has bhakti because he was already worshipping Narayan Rishi. So then Parvati says, okay, no problem, at least let's go and talk with him. That is what the translation of the verse says. That athapi sam vadishyamo, let us just talk, have association with him. So then there's a shloka which says, abdhav vidav vadu mukhe faninam nivase swarge sudha vasati vai vibudha vadanti kharam kshayam pati mritam garalam patantam kante sudha vasati vai bhagavad jananam. It is said there are 5 or 4 places where nectar is there. Some people say that the nectar is there in the ocean, because when the ocean was churned, milk ocean, there was the nectar which came. But then if the ocean has nectar, then why there is kharam, where there is salt in it? Why it is salty? And then it is said that vidhav, nectar is in the moon, because pushnami sarva aushadi. Moon is giving all the nutrients to all the vegetation. But then if that is the case, then why the moon is waning? Waning and waxing moon. And then some feel that vadu mukhe, nectar is in the face of wife. But then if that is the case, why does the husband die? He is experiencing the nectar. Why does the body end? And then fani nam nivase, some people feel that nectar is in the sarpa loka. But then if that is the case, then why snake has poison? Poison actually kills. Where is the question of amrit? Amrit vasati, sudha vasati. And then finally it is said that kante sudha vasati vai bhagavad jananam. The real nectar is in the throat of people who are speaking about Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Jananam. That nectar saves person from so many lifetimes of person, a jiva moving from birth and death, 84 lakh species. That speech about Lord Sri Krishna, that is the actual nectar. And in this verse also it is mentioned, ayam hi paramo labo ninam sadhu samagama. And we have the bhajan which says, Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas, where it is said that one of the 6 principles, the 6 Goswamis, they also followed staying in association of devotees and serve. In the second verse of Upadesha Amrit, Srila Prabhupada mentions where it is said that अत्याहार प्रयासस्य प्रजल्पो नियमाग्रह जनसंगस्य लौल्यस्य. जनसंग, श्रील प्रभुपाद इज मेंशनिंग दैट एसोसिएशन ऑफ पीपल ऑफ द सेम टाइप इज वेरी कंड्यूसिव. ही गिव्स द एग्जांपल ऑफ वी फाइंड इंस्टीट्यूशंस लाइक स्टॉक एक्सचेंज एंड चेंबर ऑफ कॉमर्स वेयर पीपल स्टे इन दैट टाइप ऑफ एसोसिएशन टू एडवांस. And then Prabhupada mentions that similarly we have established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give the people to an opportunity to associate with those who have not forgotten Krishna. So that is also. And we see in the episode of Srila Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj also, when Prahlad Maharaj is in front of Narasimha Dev, he is eye to eye with the Lord, and what he is asking, Hamsa Sangha, he is saying, by engaging in your transcendental loving service in association of devotees who are Hamsas, liberated persons, I shall become completely uncontaminated of the by the three modes. That is Prahlad Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj also, when he was so small boy, he did that 6 months of heavy austerities, taking dry leaves and that. And when Narayan came in front of him, what he's asking? Give me the association of devotees. It is something like you are talking to Krishna and you are saying, I want the association of devotees so that I can't forget you. So that is the importance of association of devotees. And of course, Bhagavatam is replete with verses about how association is so much conducive for bhakti. We have this shloka, satam prasangan mavavirya samvido. Some feel that there is too much association, too many devotees, too much of very less privacy. It was good that there was some lockdown, but then it is to see that in fact it is Srila Prabhupada mentions that in Goloka there are many devotees, much more than here, in all rasas. So we have to get accustomed to that, because our original nature is to serve in association of devotees. That is what is there in Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada gives the example of Dheki. Dheki is the husking machine, rice pounding and husking machine. And he says in one of the lectures in 1973, he says, Dheki swarge gelo dhan bhange. So if the dheki, the rice, you can, in YouTube you can see what is a dheki. It's a typical type of machine to husk and pound the rice. So if that dheki machine goes to swarga, it will do the same job of husking the machine. Husking the rice. Not only that, Prabhupada gives another example in that lecture that if there is this typewriter, so it is doing cut here, and when he'll go to Swarga, he'll do the same cut. Not Marathi cut. cat, you can say. So, similarly, our position is that of a servant. So, if we don't become servant of Krishna, Prabhupada says, then we'll have to serve wife, children, relative, country, nation, or your dog. We have seen people keep pets for what? Because when they come from office, he's already jumping in the balcony and coming to the door. There is some emotion, some reciprocation is there. My personal feeling, when I was in school, we had a uniform. So I used to have a feeling that when I'll go to higher secondary school, at least then I can wear a colored dress. But as fate would have it, there also there was a uniform. Then I thought maybe when I go in engineering college, I will wear colored dress. So in my engineering college also there was a black pant, white shirt and a black tie. I thought these 4 years again gone. At max, after third year we were not wearing tie, just to be little cool. But white shirt and black pant was there. And then came here, then white. Anyway, better to be in this dress. So we'll change the topic, the value of long life. It is said, Markandeya Muni, for 7 kalpas, he was experiencing this flood and so many things. It is a long time. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, mentions, Tarava kimna jivanti, bhastra kimna shvasanti uta, na khadanti na mehanti, kim grame pashavopare. It is said that if you are speaking of long life, many people feel long life is important. Trees also live long lives. In fact, Srila Prabhupada mentions that in Vrindavan there is this Imli Tal. It is since the time of Lord Krishna, 5000 years. And he mentions that in Calcutta Botanical Gardens there is a banyan tree which is at least 500 years old. And then Prabhupada mentions in that lecture that Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years. So what is the importance of living a long life? And then it is explained that if you have a life, whether long or short, better we have it in Krishna consciousness, serving Krishna. That is the benefit of whether long or short life. Otherwise, just a long life isn't much importance. Deep meditation of Markandeya Muni is explained here. Even in previous verses and few verses in between over here, the translation said that Markandeya Muni was absorbed so deeply in meditation. The previous verses mentioned that his mind was like an ocean which is divided, where there is no wind and there is no waves, and the fish are not moving. And today's verse mentions that he was so absorbed that he was not aware of himself. He was not even aware of the material world. Gaurang Darshan Prabhu explained, himself and material world means I and mine. And then he was not even aware that Lord Shiva, Parvati and his followers had come in front of him. So then Lord Shiva had to enter inside his mind, inside his heart, and appear in the form of 10-handed with Damru and all that. So normally in Yoga Sutras it is mentioned the Yama, Niyama, Pranayam, Pratyahar. I know 4 terms relating to Ahar, where one is Atyahar, one is Alpa Ahar, one is Yukt Ahar, one is Pratyahar. Pratyahar means what your senses are inwards, you are relishing in inwards. So there are many situations in Srimad Bhagavatam and otherwise where it is seen that there is somebody who is meditating very deeply. He is so absorbed and somebody comes to visit to his place and the other person is offended actually. One we see is Parikshit Maharaj, where Shamik Rishi was meditating and Parikshit Maharaj came and he was thirsty. Of course, as I said, from every pastime we can learn many lessons. So here Parikshit Maharaj was acting as a leela of Lord Shri Krishna, just so that Bhagavatam is brought forth into this world. So then he was offended. And anybody can remember any other instance where somebody was meditating and... Yes. So King Indradumna, Gajendra, who was in previous life, King Indradumna, he was meditating and Agastya Rishi came, and then since he was not welcomed or responded, he said, you are just like a dumb animal, that you are not welcome. Actually, he had no need because he was already in connection to the Lord. But then Srila Prabhupada mentions that by cursing Gajendra, cursing Indradumna Maharaj, he was liberated from his all the conditionings in one lifetime. Just in one lifetime, after Lord Vishnu came and liberated him from the crocodile, he went back home, back to Godhead. So that is the value of cursing. Any other, one more example somebody can remember, either from... Oh wow, I... Okay, I didn't remember that. Yeah, Daksha was offended. when Lord Shiva was meditating. That is one. And there's another one. Rupa Goswami was meditating and there was a person came limping and he was smiling in some leela and the person thought he is smiling at my bodily condition. So these are a few things. But in this case, we see that just as Makkanlal Prabhu mentioned that Lord Shiva was meditating and Daksha was offended. He didn't get up. Everybody, all the demigods got up when Daksha came. Daksha is very, very powerful living entity. He is, I was just reading in the, actually fourth canto it comes. Fourth, fifth and sixth chapters. It is, we'll come to that point at some time. But just to mention that when Lord Shiva created that big monster from his hair, like a spark. His hair looked like a spark. And that monster, after destroying everything, came to Daksha. He tried to separate the head of Daksha. He was a very huge monster, very big. He could not do it. He tried to cut the head, cut the neck of Daksha. That was also not possible. His skin was so hard. Then finally, he took that slaughtering thing. Sorry to mention this thing in the morning. But then, to say that Daksha was really powerful living entity, but Shiva was in meditation, so he did not get up with that. Here, Lord Shiva is the recipient of the same thing where Markandeya Muni is in meditation. So deep that he is not even recognizing. And Lord Shiva is really great. He's no need to, he's a different tattva. He's not Jiva tattva, not Vishnu tattva, he's Shambhu tattva. Some qualities are mentioned over here. Satam gati, shelter of pure souls. Ishana sarva vidyanam, he is the master of all spiritual sciences. And Ishvara sarva dehinam, he is the controller of all embodied living entities. So it is mentioned that in the episode of Prachetas, in the fourth canto, when Prachetas saw Lord Shiva, he mentions that shloka that any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very dear to me. Lord Shiva is saying, any person, Prachetas were meditating on the Supreme Lord. And it is said that Lord Shiva is rarely seen. It's very rare to see Lord Shiva because he is so exalted. Similarly, a person surrendered to Vasudev is also very rare. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanvan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So Lord Shiva also feels that to have that association with Markandeya Muni or a pure devotee absorbed in meditation is also rare. So he is not feeling offended. It is said that meditation attracts everyone. Even nowadays, you see so many Westerners. I still remember one of the Pushya Abhishek festivals. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was sitting and all the yogis were sitting. And then the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, he said Om so long that all the yogis, they also sat up and they were almost starting to say Om and then came Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So then they again, they said, they were expecting Om chanting. So everybody wants some inner peace and relaxation. There are so many relaxation music and all that. It is said that Lord Shiva was in the fourth canto, which I was mentioning. There was this whole pastime where Sati goes to Daksha. Prabhupada has many purports in that. And she is visiting against the wishes of Lord Shiva, her father, her relatives. And when she reaches there, Daksha does not welcome her. He does not even look at her. And there are other demigods who want to welcome her, but because of fear of Daksha, they don't. But the mothers and sisters of Sati Devi, they with tears in eyes, they come and welcome. And Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that women are soft-hearted and sometimes men are very hard-hearted. That's Prabhupada mentioning. Just in this connection, we'll come back to the pastime again, that in my engineering, I had studied a subject, I think control systems, where there are so many sensors. There's a sensor for light, there is sensor for sound, some dB meter is there, light meter is there. To sense pressure, it's there on our extinguishers. There's a sensor for pressure. There's smoke detectors, heat. There's so many sensors are there. So here, as it is mentioned that about women, that they have some emotional sensors. They can understand it. Even in pastime of Draupadi, when Ashwatthama was brought in front, and Krishna said, so he has killed all your sons, five sons who were sleeping. So then Prabhupada writes that Draupadi said, don't do it because he is the son of a Brahmana. Even in the case of Arjuna, I still remember the first time I read Bhagavad Gita, in one of the initial first or second chapters, when Arjuna is saying that I can't fight. So Prabhupada in one play, in one purport he is saying, this is the weak heartedness of Arjuna. And immediately in the next purport he says, because he is a compassionate Vaishnava, that's why he is denying. So it is actually confusing that in one purport he is saying he is weak hearted Kshatriya, and another purport is saying that he is compassionate, that he does not want to kill people just for his own personal benefit. So it is said that just because we know we can understand the emotions or we have some siddhis does not mean that that is enough. It is just like manorathe nasti dhavato bahi. Just if we have some powers or some position, and if we can understand somebody's weakness, a normal person who is not a devotee will try to exploit that weakness or that inferior position. But Krishna is there. It is said, if you are living in a house of glass, you don't throw stones at others' houses. Because we also have some weaknesses. Everybody has. So to say in Hindi that Krishna has made everybody's bap. Somebody, kisi ka na koi to hai. Only Krishna can say ki rishte mein hum sab ke baap lagte hain. Aur hamara naam hai Shri Krishna. So, the point was that Lord Shiva, when Sati went to Daksha and the mothers and sisters came with tears in eyes, and as the pastime unfolds, that finally Sati left her body because Shiva was insulted. So Brahmaji, and then Lord Shiva created that big monster and there was great huge havoc. After everything, all the demigods came running to Brahma and said that what just happened? We were trying to perform some yajna. Lord Brahmaji is explaining to them that Lord Shiva is a very exalted person. You have insulted him. And he is right now so much sorrowful that he has lost his beloved wife. Prabhupada writes in purport, it is also there in one of the Sanskrit verses, that Lord Shiva gave his half body to Sati, Ardhangini. And Prabhupada is explaining that it is a great token of respect that he is making her sit on his lap and affectionately keeping her. So he was very sad at the loss of his wife, and she also gave up her body so that she can be totally be uncontaminated from the connection to Daksha, because sometimes he used to address her as Dakshayini, connection to Daksha. But since Daksha was opposed to Lord Shiva, she gave up that body. So after all of that big huge havoc, the next chapter 6, it explains in the 4th canto that Brahmaji goes with all the demigods to Kailash, where Lord Shiva is seated under a huge banyan tree. And it is said that he is as calm as the eternal time. After so much of loss, so much of sadness. Brahmaji explained that you have not even given him the rightful share in the sacrificial oblations. So then he is sitting as calm, and it is mentioned that he is wearing a saffron cloth. He is sitting under a banyan tree, and there are no birds which are making sound, and he is deeply absorbed in meditation. Over here also, Markandeya Muni is in deep meditation. After what? After 7 kalpas of battering through that and through that waves, and I was hearing a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. There was no light, there was darkness all around. So he is really troubled. And after that, when everything is over, what he is doing? His mind is as clear as an ocean water. So this is something about meditation. Now comes our application of this. What do we as devotees, how do we experience this? And Srila Prabhupada mentions that in relation to meditation, there is also a verse in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita where it's explained that the mind of the yogi is like a flame in a windless place. The shloka is yatha deepa nivatasto nivat, there is no vata, no air, and that na ingate, the flame is not wavering. That is the meditation of the yogi. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentions, he quotes the shloka from Brihan Naradya Puran, harer nam harer nam harer nam eva kevalam kalo nasteva nasteva gatir. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. And in Sri Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentions that in this world of birth and death, there are just 2 spiritual things. One is the jiva and one is the holy name. There are 2 spiritual things only. Rest all is dead. The process of chanting is to bring the jiva and the holy name, 2 living things, 2 spiritual things together. All else is lifeless. And even the jiva being covered by the body, this material body, identifying with the body, he is as good as lifeless. Unless he comes in touch with the holy name. So I was reading a book on chanting where it is explained that chanting can also be, help can be taken from the yogic type of postures. It is said, one of the shloka in 8th chapter of Gita also mentions that bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva. You have to do bhakti yoga balena. So some help can be taken, just like Hari Bhakti Vilas. I have heard that Sanatan Goswami also mentions that some pranayam before chanting also helps. And in that book on chanting, it is mentioned that it is like three doors or 3 gates to approach Krishna. 2 doors can be opened by us, and 1 is opened from inside by Krishna. So the first gate is aligning the body. Body, it is said that if there is something in the mind, then the body follows. Similarly, if you bring the body in proper alignment, just like in yoga you do alignment of the body properly, then you get the benefit. So similarly, if we sit properly, just like Prabhupada also means, sit properly. So then you can have a good posture and then you can chant nicely. That's how it affects. So there are three elements to this aligning the body. It is posture, pronunciation, pronounce properly, and listen with the ears. Then the mind, aligning the mind and aligning the heart are the last 2. So aligning the mind is usually in the past or the future. It is said, we all know that if somebody is talking on a phone call, so then we can't talk to him in a deep conversation because he's busy with something. His mind is dispersed, his mind is all over the material world. So similarly, if we are multitasking during our chanting, then it is very difficult to actually experience the holy name. Krishna feels that this person's mind is all over the material world, how I can deeply come in touch with him. So the two elements to aligning the mind is relinquish the past and future, be in the now and just here. And Prabhupada mentions in one place, what is the question of the mind? Chant with the tongue and hear with the ears. And as far as heart is concerned, we all know there is an organ called heart which pumps the blood. And there is a second heart which is a seat of emotions where you experience the happiness, all the feelings and sadness. That is the emotional heart. Sometimes we yawn and our face contorts and it is said some tear glands are pressed and tears come out. But sometimes even if you are just sitting and a person is sad, the tears just come out without pressing the tear glands. That's coming from the heart. So those emotions, those emotions have to be invested in Krishna while chanting. So that can bring us to the experience of Krishna. So that third thing of the heart, that door opens from inside. So where it is mentioned, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Graham Indre Sevan Mukhe Jivado. When you keep serving, kuch nahi to lage rao munna bhai, you know, you just keep chanting. If you keep chanting, then it comes. It is mentioned that normally a person, I'll just take two more minutes. It is said, jab jago tab savera. In Hindi it is said, ki jab hamara neend khul gaya, tabhi apna din chalu kar do. We can't keep crying, ki so many years, abhi I was sleeping till 7 AM, 10 AM, abhi kya hai, abhi to ho gaya dunya, sab log, abhi fir kambal od ke so jao, aisa nahi. There is in many years back, I had read one psychological term called as broken cookie syndrome. It is, all of you can also relate to it. We have seen it. What happens in small kids, you give them a cookie and if it is little bit broken or it is some issue with the cookie, so that small child, he throws the cookie on the floor and it breaks and then he starts crying seeing that broken cookie. Ah, maaji cookie tootli. So basically he wants a new, fresh, brand new, full cookie. So that happens sometimes continuously in adults also. If we have not been able to chant or with attention, so then it happens that, okay, abhi to apni gaadi apna aise hi chalega. Never, it's never ever going to improve. No, that is not the case. Otherwise, Prabhupada would not have said that we cry like a child for Krishna. So these are a few thoughts. I don't know, this has not synced actually. I had made notes on my phone and maybe, anyway, time to end. So with these few thoughts, I would just like to end. If there is any questions or something, then we can take. We covered about association of devotees, the value of long life, meditation, and how we can implement it in our life. Okay, so thank you very much. If I have said anything instructive or hurtful, then please forgive me and you can pray that whatever I speak, I can implement also. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.